Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. But remember, this is just before Christmas. Christmas isn't, first of all, about giving gifts. Christmas is receiving the gift that Christ has for us, that God has for us, that he wants to relate with us. He wants to draw us closer to him. And the power of his word is the way in which God speaks to us. He says, as I read in Henry Nouwen's book with Burning Hearts, he said this: the word of God is not a word to apply in our daily lives at some later date. It is a word to heal us through and in our listening here and now. The questions, therefore, are, how does God come to me as I listen to the word? Where do I discern the healing hand of God touching me through the word? How are my sadness, my grief, my mourning being transformed at this very moment? Do I sense the fire of God's love purifying my heart and giving me new life? These questions lead me to the sacrament of the word, the sacred place of God's real presence. This word, brothers and sisters, as I've said to you before, this word is not just a written word on a page. It's living. This word has power to touch us. This word really has power, if we cooperate, to change. The word helps us to draw closer to him. The word just isn't words on a page. This is the living word of God, and God wants us to hear him. The first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. Is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Here's the coming of the Lord in our midst. And Psalm 24 says, "Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory." Will you open your hearts to let the Lord enter? The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Brothers and sisters, as we approach Christmas, let us in our own hearts and in our own minds say, "Lord, I want to know you better. Lord, speak to me through your word. Lord, lead me." Christmas is a time for joy, yes. It's a time for celebration, yes, absolutely. But it's also a time where we can say to the Lord, "Lord, I know you're here. I know you love me. Please help me." And tell him the specific need you have. "Lord, help me to draw closer and closer to your living word, a word that has power to change us." God loves you so much. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, pay close attention here. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "It's fine to ask God questions." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. For this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Right there, in those moments, she was able to say yes to the Lord, not understanding how it could possibly be. Brothers and sisters, when we listen to God's word, do we take it to heart? A word that's living, a word that's active, a word that has power to change us. Listen to God's word. Listen to it frequently. God wants you to know him and to love him and to serve him. And Mary was willing, even though she did not understand, she was willing to say yes to the Lord. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Can you imagine how that could feel? Can you imagine what that would be like in that moment? An angel comes, gives you a message that you're pregnant and you're going to be the mother of God, the Son of God. Can you imagine? I would say, "Oh, there's some hooks at work here." But she didn't. She stopped and she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Brothers and sisters, when we're struggling with God's word or we have questions about God's word, the first person to talk to is Jesus and say, "Lord, help me to understand your word." There are very good books out there that you could read that would be helpful. But I want you to say, "Lord, I want to know you better. Will you help me?" This program can help you a little bit, but it's reading the word and listening to the word that helps you grow. And that's what God wants for you. He wants you to grow in relationship with him. It isn't just, "Oh yeah, I know God." No, you don't know God. You don't know his heart. You don't know the depths of his love. He died for you. Yes, he died for billions of people, but he knew each one of us. He knew, brothers and sisters, treasure him. Treasure him. God loves him. God loves you. I want to read to you from a little book called The Advent Gospel, Reflections by Bishop Robert Barron. And he said, "Friends, today's gospel declares the significance of Mary's fiat. When Mary says, 'Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word,' she exhibits such faith and therefore undoes the refusal of Eve. And this fiat to the impossible made possible the incarnation of God. In accepting the seduction of the alluring mystery, she allowed God's love to become enfleshed for the transformation of the world." In the Catholic faith, Mary is praised as the mother of the church, the matrix of all discipleship. What this means is that her fiat is the ground and the model of every disciple's response to God's desire for incarnation. Meister Eric said that all believers become mothers of Christ, bearers of the incarnate word, in the measure that they acquiesce to the divine passion to push concretely into creation. Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you one question here as we approach Christmas. In what ways have you said yes to the mystery of God? What is the result? This comes from a little article by Bishop Barron, Advent Gospel Reflections. And I had to read that because we can get so tied up with getting gifts and cleaning the house and cooking the meals. And those are wonderful things to do for others. But first of all, where is my heart? This is not just a holiday. This is the birthday that Jesus became man for us to draw us to him. Please, brothers and sisters, don't let it just be. It's wonderful to celebrate Christmas. But first of all, what is God saying to you? What is God asking of you? Just say to him, "This is all you have to do." And then listen. Just say, "Lord, please speak to my heart and let me know what you want from me. Help me to follow you more closely." God will do that. He hears your prayer. Open your hearts, brothers and sisters, because we are drawing very, very near to the great feast. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.